Corporate Public Relations Manager at the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan, now joins Ian Boyne for a discussion on some of the measures being implemented by the agency to help Jamaicans deal with the shortage of water resulting from the prolonged dry spell.
What we've done for the hospitals and health institutions is to provide trucking and other assistance to enable those institutions, which are critical to health and well-being of the country, to still be operated on the days in which the area in which they're located might not be getting water through the pipes. Mm-hmm. So we're working with them to ensure that they are constantly supplied. We would love for them to have better storage capacity, mm-hmm. but even with the storage that they do have at present, we're ensuring that they are maintained and they're mm-hmm. constantly assisted.
How severely low are the water levels?
Oh, they're very low. At the Mona, they're at 28% of normal storage capacity. And at the Hermitage, which is a smaller facility and can dwindle much faster, but we're at 38%. But when you bear in mind that that would not be bad if you were entering into a period in which you expected significant rainfall, but it's considered very of significant concern, shall we say, mm-hmm. given that the projections from the Met Office are that for the rest of the year, Jamaica is likely to receive below normal rainfall. Mm-hmm. So for the next few months,
we're expecting to see continued drought impacts.
Yeah. And not only is this a serious concern in Kingston, but at least 9 or 10 of our parishes are presently experiencing drought conditions. Some of them are experiencing severe drought conditions, and some are experiencing extreme drought conditions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a parish like Clarendon, a parish like St. Thomas, that has not seen any significant rainfall over several weeks and months, they're also being impacted severely by the conditions that we are now having.
What has the NWC been doing, Charles? Year after year, we have the drought, and it seems like it's only when the drought is on that you guys are taking this thing seriously. Is that a misperception?
It is a misperception.
What has been
happening? And I understand where the public is coming from when they make this misjudgment. There are a number of issues that account for this appearance that this is the only time. I'll tell you of one instance. Mm-hmm. One has to recognize that the major projects which are required to change the water supply infrastructure and enable us to be more drought resilient, those are all very big projects. For them to be meaningful, they're big in terms of their impact, mm-hmm. which is what we want, but they're also big in terms of their costs, and they're also big in their use of time. A major project to undertake some transformational type of water supply in a parish would often require 5 to 10 years in terms of planning and preparation.
Decades now we have known about this problem. We've had enough time to plan for the 10-year window. Why haven't we?
I hear that, and I'm suggesting that a number of things have been happening and are happening. For example, the St. Catherine Aquifer Recharge Project is one of the most significant projects being undertaken by the National Water Commission. It is already underway. It is about halfway there. Mm-hmm. And we expect that during the course of the year, we'll bring that to completion.
What impact that will have?
Essentially, what it will do is provide climate change resilience and some amount of additional protection for about 27 to 30 million gallons of water mm-hmm. that we need to take from the St. Catherine Aquifer to serve parts of St. Catherine as well as parts of the corporate area.
Corporate Public Relations Manager at the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. Join us next week for part two of the discussion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.